24 Cross Media.
It's our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love what we want. We can kiss who we want, we can live how we want. It's our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love what we want. We can kiss who we want, we can live how we want.
Hey guys, welcome back to False Confidence.
Hi. So, Bree, how was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty chill. You know, we went out to the Haley's 30th birthday party at Mariners, and it was 90s themed. It was so much fun.
Yeah, I'm kind of ticked off I didn't realize it was 90s themed, because I could have got really down with a sweet costume, but whatever.
I hate dressing up, so I just didn't think about telling you that, to be honest with you. And I wish I did, though, because you looked very upset that everybody was dressed up and not you.
I was. As soon as I walk in, I see it's 90s. I'm like, wait, what? I want a candy necklace.
So let me tell you my favorite part of this weekend.
Okay. I've been waiting for you to tell me your favorite part of this weekend, because you've been telling me you have a story to tell me, and it's really like I'm dying inside
right
here.
And I didn't want to tell you until we were here. So. Okay. So I walk into the party before you. On Friday night.
Yes.
Okay. So, and I am talking to everybody at the bar and saying hi to people. And one of my old friends was there, one of my little besties. And we were reminiscing about the past. And in the past, he dated this crazy psycho girl. Like, I mean, she was batshit crazy, right? So he used to be one of my bar regulars. So he would come in every Wednesday after golf and sit and drink and, you know, normally have a couple, but sometimes he'd stay, get a little banged up. So I remember this one night, he stayed late. I think he pretty much closed the bar down with me. And he left. And all of a sudden, I'm cleaning up the bar, and I get a phone call at the job. And it's this girl bugging the fuck out. Bugging out. Where's my man? I know you're with him. I'm looking at the text messages on his, like, I forget if it was like an iPad or an Apple. Like, she could see his text messages. Mm-hmm. He has you stored as bestie. You guys are besties. And I'm like, yeah.
I guess.
For years now. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Well, where is he? I know you guys are fucking. Probably fucking him there. I know he's with you. And I'm like, you literally just called my job, so he's not here. You could drive by, the bar has like 19 windows in the front you can see in. I'm cleaning. He's not here. So she starts texting me. Like previous texts that we've had, like text message conversations that we've had. Nothing was bad. Okay. Right. So she's bugging out. I know he's with you. I know there's something going on. And I'm like, I've met you before. You've come in here with him. I know you. Like, where is this coming from? I know he's doing something, blah, 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 blah. So about a week later, he comes in and he tells me, like, this girl lit all my shit on fire on the lawn. Lit all his shit on fire on the lawn, right? She thinks that we're fucking, like, she lit all my shit on fire. I had to call the cops. Like, it was just a crazy bad fallout. But leading up to that, this girl was texting me all week, calling me at my job and on my cell phone, Facebook messaging me, like harassing me. And in my head, I'm like, this girl is not getting it. Like, I'm really not doing anything with him, right?
Right.
So we're just reminiscing about this at the bar on Friday night. And he goes, so here's where the story comes full circle. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's like, yeah, you know the funny part of that? And I was like, what? And he goes, I was actually fucking your co-host.
Womp, womp.
Yeah.
You know,
so here I am getting
this?
Harassed for a fucking week, and he was fucking you?
Wait, me?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy about this?
And also what's crazy about this is it took so long for me to find this out, for the story to come full circle.
You know what's mad?
And I was about to beat this bitch's ass. Like, she was pissing me the fuck off.
You know what's mad funny? While you're telling the story and you're talking about how this bitch burned all his shit, I'm thinking in my head, wow, I wonder if this is that same person who I remember his girlfriend burned all his shit. Because I was literally thinking, like, nope, he wasn't fucking you.
And I'm like, this fucking bitch. So I just thought it was funny that it came full circle. So we're having this conversation and it's him and his friend at the bar. We're talking about this. He's telling me the full, you know, here comes the story full circle. And you walk in.
Oh God.
So his friend has never met you. So that's why when you walked in, I was like, oh, and this is my co-host.
Oh, that's why I introduced you like that.
Because he had just said I was fucking your co-host. He didn't use your name. So that's why his face was like, oh.
Oh my God. I hate you.
And you're like, what's so funny? And I'm like, oh, we're just talking about the podcast.
Literally, I hate you. This is going on the list of reasons I hate you.
I couldn't wait. I was so excited. And I'm like, here I am, like, thinking about parking my car in the garage. Because I'm like, this girl lit his shit on fire. What's she going to do to my shit? Like, and she was convinced. And I'm sitting there like, he's obviously, like, not with me. Like, he's got to go home. Like, I didn't know. I didn't know he was even doing anything, you know? So I hate you for that.
Well, in all fairness, we weren't doing anything. It was like a one or two time thing. Mm-hmm. And then it was like it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like we were doing things.
I don't need the details. I just know she had the wrong phone number.
Oh my God. You know what, bitch? I fucking hate you. Like, honestly, as soon as you start telling the story, because I knew who you were talking about, I'm like, where's this going? And then when you said, so full circle, Friday, I'm like, no. If only you could have been in my head for that story. Because oh, I'm my over God, here
I
like,
couldn't
no,
wait.
No.
I could not wait. And he told me my jaw, like, dropped. I'm like, I'm sitting here taking the heat for this bitch.
Okay, cool. All day, every day.
Without even knowing, you could have just been like, oh, just so you know. Like, you know, okay, cool. At least I know what's going on.
Well, how I never would have guessed that, like, you were part of that story.
I know.
Either.
I know.
Like, what? So, yeah. Whoopsies.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so thanks.
So that was my weekend, and I've been holding that in for days.
Oh, my God. I hate you. I really wish that. You know what? Something I also hate about you, because I'm starting a list, so something else I'll hate is that...
Here we go.
That, like, you, like, told me that you had a story, but you didn't want to tell me what it was.
Because so I wanted, like, the pure reaction value.
Yeah, that was terrible. Like, my face is literally right. But, like, what I hate about, like, I don't like surprises. So if you're gonna surprise me, like, just show up with the surprise or, like, throw the party.
Don't tell you I have a surprise.
Tell me beforehand that there's gonna be a surprise. Cause then I'm over here like, what's the fucking surprise? Now I'm freaking out. I'm like,
can't sleep, can't eat.
Bad surprise. Like, I know my surprises and I don't fucking like them. Like, I would rather you have not told me that, but I think you liked to watch me suffer.
Yeah, I do. That's
I should have known it had to do with me, honestly, since you didn't tell me. Yeah. I literally hate you.
Obviously. If it was about anybody else, I could have just told you.
Oh, that sucks so bad. Yeah, so again, whoopsies. So, well, great. I'm very, very happy to hear about that story. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you. Thanks for bringing that to light. No problem. I'm glad that you were able to get your resolution on that full circle story. Sorry about all your shit getting burned. It's not on me. Obviously, Brie did something. So, yeah, that's great. Cool. So, you know what I really want to talk about today is I want to talk about butt stuff.
Okay.
Like, I want to talk about not necessarily anal, which we know you love.
Love. Oh, God.
And we know I don't even consider an option.
I know.
But, like, what about some other stuff? So, like, we've been
talking. My favorite thing is when the first time we were talking about, like, what we like. Or do you remember? And you were like, this isn't, we were talking about, I was like, I love it. And you're like, I'm not doing it.
Right. Well, because everybody thinks, like, every guy that, like, you say, like, I don't do anal, they're like, oh, well, like, you got to do it the right way, blah, blah, blah. Like, tell me about the special magical way that it's done. There's a special magical way. But what, like, I compared it to was, like, I hear people say that a lot about venison as well, which I also don't fuck with.
You've never had it the way I make
it. Yeah, like, they want to talk about, like, I don't like venison, okay? So then they're like, well, you've never had it the way I make it. And I'm like, it's literally still venison, though. Like, is it not?
It's literally still anal.
It's literally still a dick in my ass. Is it not? So, yeah, I remember comparing it to that. But
that's how it started. Okay, but you don't want to talk about that. So what do
you
want to
talk about?
No,
because, you know, we all know how that story goes.
What were you thinking?
So, like, we were talking to people. Like at the bar, like just people that, you know, we talked to randomly about anal, apparently. And we were talking about things like eating ass, tonguing the booty.
Not doing it.
So you won't eat someone's ass?
I feel like
that is not. I like to refer it to eating ass. Cause like, I don't want to think of it in like any way that I feel about food. Cause like, I love food.
I don't,
so much.
I just like, I don't love the idea of like what comes out of your butthole. And then like, what if you were like walking around all day working? Like if we're in like a relationship and I know you just showered,
right?
Then maybe, yeah. But like, otherwise, I'm no. I'm a no.
So have
it's
you done
be a
it
no
before?
For me, dog? No.
Count me out for that.
I've right. done it. I've so done, it, done it like once or twice. Yeah, but
and so when you've done it, do you like stick your tongue in the butthole, or are you just like licking no. it? You just mm-hmm. rimming that booty.
Yeah, rim.
Okay. All right. What about a finger in the booty? You sticking your finger in that booty?
No, and I've never done that either.
Right. So have there's you? This whole thing.
I so like there- you can't just like ask me questions and not answer them. Like, have you done that?
Of course, I've done that.
Really?
Yeah, I've done
do
that.
Do they ask you to do that? Or you're just like, let me try this and see if they like it?
Yeah, there's a conversation beforehand because oh, like okay. not every guy is right. going to be welcome. Because
I feel like that.
That
could just kill the no. mood completely.
I would never just go in there and like just be like, broop.
Yeah. Because I've had sex before where like there was not a conversation about anal and it like they try to, or like yeah. it goes in the wrong hole or they try to put in the wrong hole. If you're not prepared.
No.
That's,
I'm never prepared. Let's just put that out there. So yeah, so I've done it obviously, and actually there was one person that I like was hooking up with, and he could not come at all, and he had like basically said like, I will be able to come if you like stick your finger in my ass, and I was oh. like, okay, so I was like, fuck it, sure, you look clean. And I did it, and sure enough he did come, but I'm also kind of like, well damn, like, should you have invited, like, a guy here instead? Because apparently, like, I don't want to just be doing that all the time.
I don't necessarily think it's, like, gay.
No, I don't think it's gay. But at the same time, like, I don't personally want to, like, do that every single time that we're here. But I, like, would do it. But of course, I would want to make sure that this person was, like, clean. Like, I'm over here with, like, my checklist. So have you recently taken a shit?
Right. Like, because I'm not, I can't
like,
do it.
When
that.
Was your last shower? Oh. So, yeah.
Did you eat Taco Bell today or no?
Right. Should I be concerned with the omelet that you had this morning for breakfast? Yeah, no.
I wonder, like, you know how, like, if you have to pee and you have sex, you don't have to pee anymore, really? Right? Like, right. You're not thinking about it while you're having sex.
Actually, funny you should say that, because away. I feel that way about me, but I think guys are different. I think that, like, if they have to pee during sex, it could fuck up the vibe.
Well, I don't know.
Like, I've had guys get out of, like, listen, we'd be like, can I be quick? And I'm like, I mean, yeah, like, sure. I'm not going to, you don't have to, like,
if
get
I
a
have
hall
to,
pass
I,
for
yeah,
this.
Like, if I have to and we start having sex, I don't have to pee anymore. Well, I don't feel like I have to pee.
Right.
Right. But, like, can you have sex if you have to shit?
So I've never had to shit while I had sex, but I am curious. Like, I can imagine that I personally probably wouldn't be able to, because like when I gotta go, I gotta go. Like, it's right here, right now. Like, I gotta go.
Like a little turtle head?
It could be, yeah. Just depending. And gotta. I don't want any surprises. So, like, that's never happened before. But also, like, I've never had to, like, so, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe some people could tell us about, like, have you ever had to shit and have
no,
sex?
But I'm just wondering, like, I have had to pee and had sex. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, like, if I had to shit, if I could still have sex, or if it would just be like, not, I got, like,
yeah.
I wonder what level it would have to be at.
Right.
To be
like, is
it
a level 2 or yeah, right. a level 9? Like, where we go? I think if it was a level 9, then I would definitely, but then also, I guess it goes into the point of like, okay, so let's say you have to shit and you know you have to shit, but then you're like, I'm just going to have sex, you know? Would you, so let's say you had to shit before you had sex.
Right.
Would you go to the bathroom or would you not? Because you're like, ugh. Could get a little scary.
I mean, I think no, because like then I don't, I mean.
You know, think you would not go.
Yeah.
I would try not to go.
I would try not to go, yeah.
Unless it was like a level 9 emergency. Right. And then I absolutely would tell the guy, like, what you're not doing is going anywhere near that.
Right.
Like, your face is not going down there at all. Like, so come here. Let's just get this party started. Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if, like, guys, like, have to, like, what their take on it is. Because, like I said, I have experience with people, like, having to pee and being like, I need to excuse myself for right, a second. Right. But, you know, having to shit, I've never had anybody be like, but would they tell you? Would they be like, I gotta go take a shit real quick. Right. I'll be right back.
But have you ever also seen a guy shit fast?
No.
I feel like I'd all. Be like laying there like.
I know. I'm like, all right, it's been 52 minutes.
I know.
5 hours later. I'm like, okay. Right. So I took a couple naps in between here. Right. Yeah, I don't know. I think that would be interesting. I if I knew a guy had just shit, I'd probably be like a little hesitant to like go down on him, because it's like, I don't know, like if it's you like shit in the bathroom, it still smells like shit after you flush
forever.
Right. So like, I imagine that the booty hole probably still has an aura.
Yeah, well, I'm not going anywhere shit. Near that, like, regardless. So,
well, right, I'm not saying that, like, every guy I'm just, like, tongue in the booty or anything, but yeah. I'm saying, like, even going down there, it might be like, ooh.
When you do it, you put your tongue in it?
I mean, it's possible that I've slipped a tip of the tongue in, but, I mean, if I'm doing
you are,
it, I'm
we're
gonna...
never sharing a drink. Can I like, at no, coffee, at a bar, just stay the fuck away from me. Actually, I'm ordering something that you don't order, so it's very clear whose drink is whose.
Well, that's not what you were saying on Friday when you picked up an empty cup that I left there hours previously and dumped half your fucking drink in it. And I was like, bro.
Yeah, but I didn't let you drink out of my cup. I poured it into an empty cup for you.
You did do that.
Right.
That was nice of you.
You're welcome.
And who knows? Like, all I pictured was that somebody walked by that cup and was like, and spitting it. And I'm like, what if there's spit in here? I did take one
you
sip
did.
Out
you were
of
like,
it.
What and if there's spit in here? And then you started drinking it. So I'm just, I was well, like, I yes, she doesn't like care anymore. Sip,
and then I put it down. I don't know if you noticed that.
I didn't.
Because I was like, well, but Pri doesn't
also,
really need this
you
other
also
guy.
Hid your beer outside when we went to the other bar.
I know.
And then came back for it. So it could have had bugs, spit, piss. Like, I mean, I could have had anything in it and you didn't think twice about that.
Well, because I hid it in a really good spot, like behind a bush under a table, like in... Like the cut.
Yeah, but do you hear yourself? Like, yeah, there's bugs in bushes.
But it's so cold out. I don't think the bugs were out yet. If it was summertime, I probably wouldn't have done that. And also, it would have been piss warm. But also, in all fairness, I did not actually drink it.
Okay.
I didn't even actually go back for the drink. Because at that point, I was like, eh.
Right.
Yeah. So, but I would have. Not to say I wasn't going to. Right. I was definitely going to.
That was the plan.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I don't know. I definitely, like, licking the ass, I think is fine. And okay, so what about you? Do you like your ass to be licked?
No.
You don't?
I don't. What? It's like when you asked about sitting on somebody's face, like I feel like I have to be comfortable with something to enjoy it, and I'm not comfortable with that.
I feel like as long as me and the guy have actually
I'll let
talked,
you put it in my ass all day long, but please don't lick it. Ever.
Weird.
I know, I don't like it because I'm not comfortable.
Okay, so I have had the conversation with guys about like butt stuff, you know, like what do I like, what do I not like? So pretty much I'd say like, you know, I don't want the dick in any capacity, but like anything else is like, okay,
yeah.
You know? So, but I'm not going to say like before we have sex, like, so is today the day that you're going to tongue the booty? Like,
right.
So it just like is a mystery surprise, you know, that it's like, yeah. It happens. And I'm like, what am I going to do about it? Smack you?
Right. I mean,
get off of it.
I just like flip over like, nope, psych. That ain't happening.
Clench the cheeks real quick.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. I mean, I don't mind it. I don't mind that. I wouldn't mind like small items in it either. So, but so, okay. What about like, so another like mystery that comes down there is like queefing.
I hate it.
It is horrible.
You can't help it.
You really can't.
You can't help it.
Okay.
You know when it happens the most to me?
When?
When they're hitting it from behind. If they're like coming all the way out and going back in.
Yeah.
Guarantee when it's done, that's what's happening. Guaranteed.
So I've noticed that it happens the most to me in that position too, mm-hmm. But also when I'm not like super wet. Like when I'm like drier, which doesn't happen often. Like I will say that I probably get like drier, like if I'm drinking, kind of probably how like dehydrated and stuff. But so I'd say that that's when I notice it happens is if I'm like dry and definitely like hitting it from the back. And it's really like kind of the worst because you can feel it in there.
I mean, I feel like you we're know all happening. Adults, so you know, and you know the air is in there.
Oh,
like
you feel it
while you're having sex. Yeah. You're like, this is about to happen.
Yeah, and you know for a fact, like as soon as that dick comes out,
it's happening.
It's gonna be.
But then what do you say? What do you say?
Okay, so let me tell you what you say.
Okay.
Because this
I don't say nothing. I'm like, I expect for you to know what that was, so bye.
Well, okay, I expected you to know what that was too, but I just want to make sure that there's no confusion. I like to clear the
So they
air.
Don't think you like were farting so in their face or something?
Right. So okay. I do have a story of that happening to me, and so I'm like doing the deed. I feel it in there. And I'm like, no, just stay in there all night. Because if you come out.
It would be really great if you just fell asleep here and then I could exit.
Exactly. So like, I'm like, fuck. So we're like literally hitting it from the back and then I go to turn over. And as soon as I turn over, it's like, poof. And I'm like, ugh, why? And so I literally said like, don't worry, that's just air. And they were like, I know. And I'm like, okay, good.
See what I mean? Like, they have to know. It has to have happened. Like,
but it's still like scary to me. I don't know. I wonder like if
I just
guys
hate
are super
that you can
off.
Feel it. It's like
yeah, you can feel it inside you. For those of you who don't know, aka guys,
but like you can hold a fart in. Yeah, but you can't hold a queef in.
No, you can't. It's totally impossible. And like, it will escape.
Yeah. Oh, immediately. Yeah. Immediately. And you can do nothing about it.
There's nothing at all.
It's the worst.
It's literally the worst. So I hate it. It doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen to guys. Like, they don't have to worry about that.
No, they don't. But they do have to worry about getting hard, which is a whole nother ballgame.
We already covered that.
Yeah. So yeah, but it really sucks. Like, I don't like it at all. It's not for me. And I wish that it never would happen. And I just, it makes me depressed and I cry.
Or I just wish that, like, across the board, it was not, there's no way to not make it uncomfortable. So
I know, because it definitely sounds like a fart. Like, I could fart right now and you wouldn't even know. I could just blame it on a queef. Like, that was a queef. No worries. All my queefs smell like that.
You're such a fucking dirtbag.
Oh my God, it's terrible. So yeah, well, you know what, another thing I want to talk about, which is something that I was thinking about with you the other day,
okay,
was titty fucking. So like, I don't know what made me think of it, but okay, I think about weird shit all the time.
Let me tell you things I never think about. Titty fucking. Because if somebody were to do that to me, they'd think they were fucking a 12-year-old boy. It'd basically be like, let me just rub my dick across your sternum because I don't have any boobs, so that's awkward.
I can actually, fuck. What's funny is that, like, to me, I don't think you have no boobs, but obviously they're not, like, gigantic.
Right. So, like, well, compared to you, you have, like, tripled D's.
They are not.
And I have, like, negative minus A's.
They are not triple D's.
Sometimes people are like, are those mosquito bites or boobs? And I'm like, oh, these.
If you get your nipples pierced, it'll be like, hey, you, like, just like staples showing through your shirt. Here's my nipple with a staple through it.
Right. You want to get your nipples pierced? Do you want to use these newborn earrings or?
No. So, okay. Like, okay. So I was thinking about, I actually had a visual of
I've
you
literally getting- never been titty fucked because of that. Like, so I don't, I feel like I just can't even participate in this conversation. But tell me what you were thinking about it.
Because I was thinking, like, about you titty fucking, because I'm just going to be honest, like, I was thinking, like, how?
Cool.
Awesome. And I think, like, how aggressive you'd have to be to, like, shove them together. And then imagine if you're fucking with little lighter dick. It's like, just don't do it.
I mean, it'd probably be perfect for him.
Yeah, but still, like, your boobs.
Because if he was titty fucking you,
We wouldn't even know.
Right. It'd be like, what's going on here?
But okay. So my whole point of that was like, what is the deal with titty fucking? Like, what's the deal? Like, how good does it really feel? Or is it just like hot? Is it just like, what do you think? Like, do you think guys are
probably hot.
Like tits?
Well, does it turn you on when it's happening?
No, I don't give a fuck about titty fucking. What am I getting out of that? Except for like, and I get that not everything is about like feeling good. It's sometimes just about like mentally the situation is hot and I like it. Because yeah. I've been in a situation where I'm like, that's so hot, even though I'm not getting anything. But titty fucking to me is just like, does it feel good? Like, it's not, some people don't even have.
Yeah, because Tiff, think about it. Like, a hand job feels good still, right?
I mean, I've never had one, but I'm assuming it does.
Well, if you use your hand to masturbate, it feels good, right?
Oh.
So, right? Okay.
Well, we'll talk about
same
that.
So then there's a blowjob. So I imagine when you're titty fucking, like, and you're pushing your tits together, like, there has to be some sort of, like, lubrication or spit or something, right?
Right.
So it's the same as, like, using one of those fleshlights or something.
True,
I mean, you're just sticking your dick in something that's,
like
rubbing on it. Yeah.
You know, I guess it would be kind of hot if, like, you know, for them, and I guess it would be hot for me to see how turned on they were if I was getting, like, titty fucked. And then, like, you, like, spit on it and it's, like, dripping down. I bet that's kind of hot. Look at me getting all turned on.
Yeah.
No, but, you know.
I'm just having trouble envisioning it because of my situation, but.
Yeah, I can say, like, I've definitely had that happen to me before, but not for, like, a lengthy period of time. And there's nobody that's been like, I just want to titty fuck you. Like, I can't wait, you know?
Yeah, I think it's weird.
Yeah. But also, it has to have the right dick. Like, you can't just come in with little lighter dick and be like, I'm ready to titty fuck you
now, ma'am. Yeah, but it also can't be, like, huge because then it doesn't even, I don't know.
I think the bigger, the better for titty fucking. Oh, okay. The bigger the tits, the bigger the dick, the better it will all be.
Right.
But, like, that's, like, perfect combination of things, which literally never happens in life, so. Yeah.
And then I'll never have to worry about this.
Yeah, I would love to hear, like, from our listeners, mainly guys, and even girls, who, like, do you like to get titty fucked? Because I know and you know that nothing is stimulating you from a titty fuck. Like, actually.
Yeah, because, like, actually, what else could they be doing? I mean, they could be, like, couldn't they be, like...
The girl?
No. The guy, couldn't he be, like, playing with you while he's titty fucking you? I don't know. Like, couldn't this be a good situation?
I mean, it could, I guess. Like, how? Because if you're titty fucking me, my, like, you're up here. Like, your hands are probably not reaching unless you're, like, the tallest man on planet Earth. Like, where are they going? We'll have to test it out.
Yeah, I'll draw you a diagram of what I'm thinking.
Thank you.
Okay.
Please post that diagram on our Facebook page so everyone
will. I'll hand draw it and you can upload it.
Oh, that's funny. All right, so no titty fucking for Brie.
Hell no. Hell no.
I really am picturing just like a dick just like sliding across your sternum and it's just fucking hilarious. So I guess also that makes me think like of another topic I wanted to talk about, which was like balls.
Like every time I hear the word balls, it reminds me of Big Daddy when, do you remember the movie Big Daddy with Adam Sandler?
Yes.
Okay. When the girlfriend leaves him for like the old guy mm-hmm. and they're like wrinkly balls. I'm like, yes. That's what everybody's balls look like.
Yeah, they really do. So do you like to like fuck with balls when you're like, I guess giving head or like maybe they're hitting it from the back and you're reaching under and you're doing a little tickle,
I've literally don't do that tickle, tickle, reach under.
Really?
I really feel like I'm the lamest person to have sex with when I have a conversation with you.
Oh my God.
Because like, I don't like what the fuck?
I do that. And I'm going to tell you, that's a fan fave.
Really?
Yes. It definitely is. Reach that long ass arm between your fucking legs.
Wow, I fucking hate you right now.
And it really helps, especially if you like lick your hand so it's nice and wet.
Yeah.
And then you just like go down there.
Sometimes I'm like, is she just telling me this so I do it and I look like a fucking idiot?
No, I'm fucking serious. Brie, would I ever make you look like an idiot?
And then you would laugh about it after. 100%. That happens all the fucking time.
No, I'm being serious. Like, that is something that guys would like.
Okay.
But, like, okay, so I can get down with that. I can get down with, like, the reach around or, like, touching or tickling your balls or whatever. But, like, what about sucking on them? Like, I'm scared to do that. Because it's like, do you want
have to know what you're doing. Like, I've done it, but you can't be, like, super aggressive and hard. And it's got to be, like...
Right. Like, am I sucking your whole ball in my mouth? Or am I just, like, licking it? Am I, like, sucking, like, the bottom? Like, how am I doing this? I mean, I do it, but I don't think I'm, like, really savvy at it. It's not, like, my best skill. And I don't like your face.
Because it's just like, how can you know all this other shit? And then like this simplest shit, you're like, I don't know about it.
Because I overthink it. Because I like to like strategize and be like, you know, what are they? And some guys don't like their balls touched.
Yeah. I think it's something that you have to have a conversation about and see what they like. Yeah. And don't like.
I always have those conversations. I like to know what people like.
Yeah.
I have no problem.
I think everybody should have conversations.
Yeah, I agree.
Because what's the point?
Yeah.
We've had this conversation. Like, if you're vibing with somebody, the sex is so much better. If you, and think about the first time you have sex with somebody versus like when you're having sex with them for like the 10th time. Mm-hmm. You're more comfortable, you explore more, you do more, you know more about the person, and it's just like so much better.
Yeah. No, I agree. And so, okay.
Do you let guys know that you squirt before you have sex with them? Like, just so they're prepared?
So now we're talking about that.
Well, I mean,
I do.
I feel like, you know how like, you know how I feel like somebody should tell me if they're not circumcised, but then there was plenty of people that wrote in and said, I don't feel like I should have to tell somebody that.
Yeah.
In fact, there was people that said, I think you should have to tell people that you are, which obviously means that they weren't.
Right.
Hashtag foreskin matters.
Right. Okay. I don't think I ever need a guy to tell me he's uncircumcised. Like, you can, I'm gonna assume you are unless you tell me otherwise, because it's probably, I don't know, that's crazy. That guy needs to get smacked.
Right.
Who said that to you?
But I feel like, do you have to tell people? Like, because what if you're going to their house and you get it all over their sheets?
See, this is the shit I'm talking about, bro.
Am I making you self-conscious?
A little.
Oh, well, I just didn't know. Like, is it a disclaimer that you give? Like,
so yeah, like, okay, so.
Or like, what if they're eating you out? It's about to be like, they're about to drown.
No, I'm not.
And you're like.
So, okay, like. All right, I'll tell you the stories. Okay. So, yes, as you have been told.
I can't do it, and I've tried
squirter.
Because people like that. So I'm just asking out of genuine, I'm asking.
Okay, so I will give this disclaimer, but, like, usually it's because we probably talked about it. Like, squirting isn't necessarily a topic I would inform somebody about right away, because not that I can control it, but to an extent, like, I'm not just like a squirting machine, just like squirting all over the fucking place.
So it's not like a fire hose.
No, it's not like a fire hose. It's like specific positions will make it happen.
I'm picturing like the, you know, when the shower head falls and it's like squirting all over the place. That's what I think.
That was me in the shower that day. I posted my tits on accident. Okay, so So, like, yeah, but if, like, the guy's talking about squirting and if he likes it or whatever, I'll be like, yeah, I can do it, like, FYI, but, like, it's super messy. So, like, I'd prefer, like, if we had, like, an environment safe for this because it could get to be a problem. Like, really? Do you have a mattress protector? Should you get a towel? Should you get two towels?
Oh, my God.
So, like, okay, so I will give this disclaimer. Most guys that I've encountered do like it. Some, like, love it. And other guys I have actually talked to, which is, like, the minority, don't really like it because they think it's really messy. So those guys are assholes. Like, you gotta go. Like, if you don't embrace,
well, I think there's some people that can't help it too, right?
Yeah, there are girls that, like, cannot help squirting,
right?
And some make, like, puddles. And I've also heard that there's two different types of squirters, either, like, the actual, like, piss squirter, like, where it's literally just like a stream of piss, which I imagine squirt has at least some percentage of pee in it. Mm-hmm. Or there's, like, the gush squirter. Which one do you think I am?
Gush.
Yeah,
I knew it. Fucking knew it.
Right. So, like, I'm just like, and so, like, it has to be a particular position that I can do that in. And I'll tell them, like, if they're in that position and I know it's about time, I'm like, I'm about to do this. Like, are you ready? Are we ready? And then I will do it. And, like, I like some, but the thing is about eating out and even fingering, like, I really do not like to squirt in that position. And I absolutely could squirt with somebody, like, fingering me, like, no doubt about it.
Really?
So, like, I don't want to squirt all over your hand, bro. Cause, like I said, there's a percentage of pee in this. I know it.
Yeah. But then what's the difference? You're, like, rolling around in it and everything else anyway. What do you care if it gets on their hand?
No, I can't. And on your face? Oh, God.
You're like, get up here right now.
Immediately.
It's about to happen.
Throwing the motherfucker a life raft out there. Hurry, run. There's a monsoon coming through. But, like, I do not like to do it in someone's face. And there are guys that want you to do that. And I will hold the fuck back to do that.
So you can stop yourself from doing it.
I can, but, like, it's more about me positioning my hips because it's all about the hips for me, like, which way they're going. I'll tell you about it. Like, okay. You know.
Yeah.
I don't want everybody to know my secrets. Uh-huh. You know? You gotta find those out on your own. But, like, it's a hip situation for me. So, like, if I kind of just, like, alter the way my hips are in that moment, then I can stop it. But, like, if I'm in the one position, ain't no turning back now, baby. We doing this. But I've also made myself squirt just, like, from masturbating, which I find to be quite impressive. And then I'm like, damn it.
Like, I mean, I'm impressed by you every day, so it's cool.
I just like to set a good impression. Yeah. So, yeah. So have you never squirted ever?
Mm-mm.
Really? Okay.
I would like to believe that there's a number of girls that cannot do that.
Yeah, it's I'm not sure just there me. Are. And like I said, there's some that just cannot stop. And then there's some that just are too messy. Like, I like to think that I'm not, like, too messy, but
I remember actually watching Jersey Shore, and I remember somebody's sister was a squirter, and it was, like, a big episode.
I don't remember that, and I watched every
because I think, like, the situation slept with her and told everybody that she was a squirter, and it was, like, a big deal. And I still feel like not everybody can do that. Like, no, I kind of feel like it's, like, you're, like, a rare gem, you know?
I like to think so.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of want to know, like, why guys like it. Is it, like, a validation thing? Like,
I think it's because it's something that doesn't happen all the time. Like, you can't find that with every girl. So when you do, it's like, wow, that was cool. Like, bucket list. Check.
Yeah, did it.
Right. Watch your DMs after this episode.
Hey, Tiff, I'd really like to test that out. yeah, no. But yeah, I don't know. It's not my favorite thing to do, but, like, I know this, you know, if you really want it, it's like, all right, fine. Like, put me in this position and let's just fucking go.
Right.
Yeah, so, well, good. I'm glad that we got to discuss that because I was really, like, well, other than the fact that you, like, totally called me out on being a squirter, which I guess I should have known you were going to do.
That's what I'm here for.
Next week's episode is all going to be about things Brie does and the reasons that I hate her.
I don't even know if you could fit that all into an episode.
Yeah, no, I don't think we could. So we'll make that, like, one of those to be continued episodes.
Okay, heard. Next week I'm going to Jamaica.
I know, I'm so fucking
I'm
jealous,
catching
bitch.
Flights, not feelings.
Ooh, that's the way to be.
Yeah, so I'm out.
Yeah, flights are way better than feelings.
Yeah, so don't miss me too much.
I'm definitely.
But I'm sure you'll have a collection of stories when I get back.
I'm going to have so many stories.
Yeah.
And they're all going to take place in your bed.
You know what's so messed up?
What?
Is that you use my house for sex sometimes.
She's lying, I don't.
Yeah, you do. And then I was making the bed. I was, like, cleaning the sheets the one day.
What?
Remember?
Wait, what?
I was cleaning the sheets. Like, I changed the sheets.
Yeah.
I don't want when, like, you sleep over for it to be dirty.
Oh, that was nice of you.
Yeah, because I know you squirt all over the place. So I'm like, there's probably squirt juice on this
no,
that
I
dried
squirted
up.
It on the floor. Did you clean that rug?
No. How the fuck am I going to get that out? But anyway, I'm on FaceTime with you, and I'm changing the sheets, and I'm changing the sheets, and you're like, no, we did it in your bed. And I was like, oh, okay, now I got to change sheets in both beds. Fuck. Didn't even care.
You did not care.
Didn't
at all.
Care. And you're like, you don't care about that? Like, why? Like,
I know.
Why would anybody? Like, I guess that's just weird to not care about that.
Well, it's because I did not have sex in your bed, but I wanted you to think I had sex in your bed. So I was like, oh, no, we didn't use this bed. We used your bed.
Right.
And you were like, didn't care at all.
I know.
I was like hoping for you to be like, why would you use my bed, bitch? But like, you did not care. And I'm like, wow, this is the real one. I know. This is the real MVP. That's my teammate.
Yeah, that's my teammate.
Yeah. But anyway, it's that story is a complete fabrication of the truth. I have never once had sex in this house while Bree has owned it.
Right. Just when you owned it.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Well, I had a lot of fun today. Thanks for making fun of me, Bree, like you always do. I know that's always a great time.
Always.
And until next week.
Praise be, bitches.